Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Dialogue and diplomacy is key to de-escalate tensions in West Asia, says External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar in both Houses of Parliament. Lok Sabha witnesses adjournments following uproar by opposition parties demanding discussion on West Asia situation. Rajya Sabha takes up discussion on working of Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change. Full bench of Election Commission meets leaders of political parties in Kolkata in view of assembly elections in West Bengal. Oil prices hit $120 per barrel level in intraday trade as West Asia conflict enters 10th day. Domestic stock markets plunge by over 1.7%. And in women's hockey, FIH World Cup qualifier match underway between India and Scotland in Hyderabad. And now the news in detail. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has said that the government is closely monitoring the emerging developments in West Asia and relevant ministries are coordinating to ensure effective response. Making a statement in Rajya Sabha regarding the situation in West Asia, Dr. Jayashankar said that given the severity of the situation, the government is working to ensure that both the security and safety of the citizens are protected. He said the government believes that dialogue and diplomacy continue to pursue to de-escalate in the region.
Just a return to dialogue and diplomacy. We advocate de-escalation, restraint and ensuring the safety of civilians. Two, the well-being and security of the Indian community in the region is our priority. We will continue to work with the governments of the region towards that end. And three, our national interest, including energy security and trade flows, will always be paramount. I'm confident, sir, that the government has the full support of this august house on this matter.
The External Affairs Minister said MEA has set up a dedicated special control room to monitor the situation and respond to queries. He said as of yesterday, almost 67,000 Indian nationals have returned to the country. The External Affairs Minister also made the statement in the lower house on the situation in West Asia. Rajya Sabha today took up the discussion on the working of the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change. Initiating the discussion, Ghanshyam Tiwari of BJP said, since ancient times, India's culture has been attached with nature and environment. He lauded the efforts of the government taken to protect the environment, including increasing the forest cover.
Protecting nature has been part of India's tradition since ancient times, from the Vedas to the present. Several tree planting campaigns were launched in the past, but they saw limited results. Prime Minister Narendra Modi made an emotional appeal and launched the Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam campaign. I am pleased to say that 262.4 crore saplings have been planted under the initiative so far. It has become the largest tree planting campaign to date with active participation from citizens.
Stressing that water security is inseparable from environmental governance, Ayodhya Rami Reddy Ala of YSRCP said the government must focus on water security.
Sir, with 18% of world's population but only 4% usable fresh water, the Niti Aayog projecting a water crisis affecting 60 crore people that could cost 6% GDP by 2050. So, which means we have to be very clear, water security is inseparable from environmental governance. We must really put in a best effort on this.
Subhashis Khuntia of BJT, AAPMP Swati Maliwal, nominated member Ujjwal Nikam, Mastan Rao Yadav Bidha of TDP, JDS leader and former Prime Minister A.G. Devegowda, and members of other parties also took part in the discussion. Lok Sabha was adjourned for the day following protests by opposition members demanding a discussion on the West Asia situation. When the House reassembled at 3 p.m., Presiding Officer Jagdambika Pal asked Congress MP Mohammad Javed to move the resolution seeking removal of Speaker Om Birla. However, opposition members trooped into the well raising slogans, forcing adjournment of the House till 11 a.m. tomorrow. The House also paid tributes to Shillong MP Dr. Ricky Andrew J. Singh Kong and four former members and congratulated the Indian cricket team for winning the ICC Men's T20 World Cup. Six candidates from Tamil Nadu have been declared elected unopposed for the six vacancies in the Rajya Sabha. The press release from the Tamil Nadu Legislative Assembly stated that Constantine Ravindran and Tiruchi Shiva of the DMK, Christopher Manikam of INC, L.K. Sudhish of DMDK, N. Thambidurai of AIADMK, and Dr. Anbumani Ramadosh of the Patali Makar Kachi have been elected. For the one Rajya Sabha seat from Himachal Pradesh, Congress candidate Anurag Sharma has been elected unopposed. The certificate of election was handed over to him by the Assembly Secretariat. The Election Commission of India has made it clear that the objective of the Special Intensive Revision, or SIR, is to ensure that no eligible voter be left out, while no ineligible person is included in the voter list. The Commission also informed the necessary procedure under Form 6, 7 and 8 for voters' inclusion, deletion and changes is going on. The Chief Election Commissioner, Gyanesh Kumar, along with Election Commissioners Dr. Subhir Singh Sandhu and Dr. Vivek Joshi, conducted a comprehensive review of poll preparedness for the upcoming assembly elections in West Bengal in Kolkata on Monday. Earlier, the Commission consulted with representatives from recognized national and state political parties for suggestions in view of the electoral process today. While parties expressed trust in the special intensive revision, they urged for stringent measures to prevent voter intimidation and requested the large-scale deployment of Central Armed Police Forces to curb potential violence. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at TI News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India's health infrastructure has become stronger in the past few years. Mr. Modi was virtually addressing a post-budget webinar on Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Fulfilling Aspirations of the People. He said fulfilling the aspirations of the people is not merely a matter of discussion, but the very foundation of the budget and the commitment of the government.
Bharat aaj preventive aur holistic health ke liye ek vishal vision par kaam kar raha hai. Pichle kuch varshon mein देश का हेल्थ इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर मजबूत हुआ है. सैकड़ों जिलों में नए नए मेडिकल कॉलेज खुल गए हैं. आयुष्मान भारत योजना, आरोग्य मंदिरों के माध्यम से स्वास्थ्य सेवाओं की पहुंच गांव-गांव तक बढ़ाई गई है.
Emphasizing the rise of care economy, Mr. Modi said that the growing global demand for caregivers is creating new skill-based employment opportunities for lakhs of young people in the country. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry, Piyush Goyal, today said that India's free trade agreements are opening new opportunities for the pharmaceutical, healthcare and medical technology sectors while enabling the country to strengthen its position in global trade. Addressing the post-budget webinar 2026 on Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Fulfilling Aspirations of the People in New Delhi, Goyal said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India has signed a total of 9 free trade agreements in the last 3 to 3.5 years, of which 5 have been concluded in the past 12 months. The minister emphasized the need to connect the healthcare sector more strongly with exports. Just hours after Mujtaba Khamenei was named Iran's new supreme leader, Iran launched fresh missile and drone strikes targeting Israel and parts of the Gulf region, escalating tensions across West Asia. Air raid sirens were reported in Israeli cities including Tel Aviv and Haifa, and Israeli authorities said that one woman was injured by debris from intercepted projectiles. Several Gulf states reported incoming Iranian missiles or drones and activation of their air defenses around this period. A report.
Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps has said that strikes were part of a coordinated operation against Israeli targets and allied facilities in the region. Bahrain also reported a drone strike in the Al Mamir oil complex. Bahrain's national oil company has also declared force majeure as a conflict continues to threaten energy facilities. The developments have heightened concerns over the safety of energy infrastructure and shipping routes across the Gulf and global energy supplies, particularly through the Strait of Hormuz. Kuwait's national oil company says it has reduced crude production as a precaution amid threats to maritime routes. Oil prices surged past $100 a barrel, a four-year high, prompting G7 finance ministers to meet today to discuss possible joint release of strategic reserves. Iran's Revolutionary Guard has pledged full support to the new leadership, saying the country is prepared for a prolonged confrontation and warning of the possibility of a highly intense six-month war. The United States has warned that the conflict could be prolonged, while President Donald Trump said he has not ruled out deploying ground troops to secure nuclear facilities if required. Vinod Kumar, Akashwani News, Dubai.
Delhi Airport has issued a travel advisory amid the ongoing situation in West Asia. In its advisory, the airport said that westbound international flights may face delays or changes in schedule. The Delhi Airport has advised passengers to check the latest updates with their respective airlines before heading to the airport. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has postponed the Class 12 board exams scheduled between 12th and 16th of this month in several West Asian countries. CBSE said the decision was taken after reviewing the current situation and uncertainties in the region and considering the mental stress being faced by students. The board said the situation will be reviewed again on Saturday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today congratulated Chairman of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Rabi Lamichane, and Senior Leader of RSP, Balendra Shah, on the electoral victories and RSP's resounding success in the Nepal elections. In his telephone conversations with them, Mr. Modi conveyed his best wishes for their forthcoming new government and India's commitment to working with them for mutual prosperity, progress, and well-being of the two countries. Global crude oil prices surged to nearly $120 per barrel mark in early trade today, hitting levels not seen since 2022. On the other hand, domestic stock markets plunged by over 1.7%. More in this report.
The Sensex tanked 1,353 points to close at 77,566, while the Nifty dropped 422 points to settle at 24,028. Earlier today, markets opened with sharp gap down amid a surge in crude oil prices and selling across Asian markets. Market sentiment remained fragile throughout the session as geopolitical concerns kept investors on the edge. However, the indices staged a recovery from the slump witnessed in the early trade. The Sensex recovered over 1,100 points from its intraday lows, while the Nifty also recovered around 300 points from the lowest point of the session before ending in negative territory for the second consecutive session. Nishit Kumar for Akashwani News.
Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan witnessed Sargam 2026, a performance by the Indian Naval Symphonic Orchestra at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. Sargam is a celebration of Indian Navy's rich traditions through a blend of military, classical, and contemporary music. The band also performed a special patriotic musical presentation on Operation Sindoor named Qasam Sindoor Ki.
Qasam Sindoor Ki, a war cry in melody.
On to sports now. In FIH Hockey World Cup 2026 qualifiers, a Pool B match is underway between Indian women's team and Scotland in Hyderabad. Indian team was leading 2-1 at halftime, but Scotland draw level in the third quarter. The scoreline was 2-2 when reports last came in. Yesterday, Indian team registered a commanding 4-0 victory over Uruguay. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Dialogue and diplomacy is key to de-escalate tensions in West Asia, says External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar in both Houses of Parliament. Lok Sabha witnesses adjournments following uproar by opposition parties demanding discussion on West Asia situation. Rajya Sabha takes up discussion on working of Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change. Full bench of Election Commission meets leaders of political parties in Kolkata in view of assembly elections in West Bengal. Oil prices hit $120 per barrel level in intraday trade as West Asia conflict enters 10th day. Domestic stock markets plunged by over 1.7%. And in women's hockey, FIH World Cup qualifier match underway between India and Scotland in Hyderabad. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.